Mas, are you excited? Coming up next, she is consistently brought to the table an experiential dynamics to worship. Armed with a unique and sonorous voice and a message of restoration, always sparking off a flurry of attendees practically running to reconcile with their maker. From the Mass 1.0 to dates and back to back, we have been privileged to enjoy our music ministry. And like she rightly said, at Mass 4.0, held in Akure Ondo State, she is already a part of the Mass movement. She is a professional musicologist, vocal trainer, producer, women advocate, a wife, mom, and all that represents her. We are happy to have, for the fifth time in a series of Mass Concert City Tour, with Jesus Joy in Your Heart, make some noise for the one and only Shola Alisi!
Great are you. Let's kwe mimi mo sobe kreya yu Ongo kwa lo sobe kreya yu Oni ketu kwa kreya yu You are God all by yourself. Fura re noni, walo je oluwa fura re noni. Ko saye fun ariyanjiyan. Gbogbo iseda lo so be, iwo ni oluwa. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no place for arguments. You are God. Oluwa njoba kaye wariri o. Oluwa njoba kaye wariri o njoba. The Lord reigned, let the earth tremble. Yeah. The Lord reigned, let the earth tremble. Yeah. Oluwa njoba ki gbogbo aye wariri ni waju re. Hallelujah. It's such an honor again to be here. I count it a great privilege. Every time I have the privilege to do this. And for mass, music according to the streets and scriptures. This is my fifth time. And I'm so honored to be counted worthy to do this. This is mass 5.0. And what do we know 5 stands for? When I came, they were saying we are going to pray, and what I came to do here is that we are going to pray for grace, of course. And the uncle was trying to tell me when I was coming that this is prayer. I said, don't worry. And I said, song God gave me for prayers. You know, last year we talked about giving our lives to Christ, not in the normal way that you have been doing it, in the real sense of the word. And I was really joyful when that lady came and gave her testimony. What are you waiting for? There is nothing on the other side though. Whatever you think is there that you are enjoying now is contributing to your destruction. So we are going to pray for grace. After taking the step to give all, when she was talking, she said one day she knelt down and said and gave God a lifeline, and something happened. The way I understood it, or the way I understand it, is that she got to a point where she gave everything up. You have to get to that point where you give everything up for God. Without that, there is nothing you can do about anything. And I've told you before, I've said it before, if you are doubting, you are doubtful in your mind, in your heart, that can there be any change in your life, try and remember me. I know we know the stories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the saints in the scriptures. But sometimes it is not easy to remember Abraham. Am I lying? But there are people around us whose testimonies help us to ginger our faith. I am standing here everywhere I stand, anywhere I find myself, to say there is something you think is not possible in the course of your destiny. But there are some things I want to control daru. Even keywords today that you don't even know anything about. And so you are in the place of struggle. You are just struggling. And so sometimes you are discouraged. And you think God doesn't even care about you. I am telling you, He cares. We are going to pray. I know everyone has their prayer points. And I'm going to teach you this song. It's just two lines. And as you are singing this song and other songs, pray. It is not the normal, conventional way, Abi. But I trust God. I humbly trust God that you will have a sign that will signify answers to your prayers. I am not saying you will get 10 million naira tomorrow. No, God is not a magician. But a miracle is when light shines on your path and you are able to see, you are able to place your finger on how to walk, how to move, so that you get to the next point and get to the next point and get to the next point. So I'm imploring you to open your heart and pray as you can, as you understand. If you don't have words, if you feel like crying, pray. Even before you say, your God knows. So this is a song. Baba. Understand Yoruba, it means Father, this is my prayer, this is the supplication, this is the plea. Baba. That thing that you think is very difficult. Your parents have fought the fight. They lost, or they are losing. What is it? The stories you have heard in your generations, generations before, they lost the battle. But you have this opportunity. It is not something I conjured in my thoughts. I'm not used to things like this. But it came. I don't usually receive songs in my dream. But this one, I received it in my dream for prayers. And I believe, God, that when we purely, sincerely ask, by the kind of atmosphere we create with a song, I believe the mercy of God will pour. And you know, mercy and grace work together.
Baba, oh, and it's on Shanu Aluha. Baba, what's your mother's son on me? Bamila, why damu? Bamila.
Responsibility to decide to open the door. All this one that we are saying, hallelujah, lowo di Jericho. Yes, it was hallelujah. The shout of hallelujah by the people that knew their God. The shout of hallelujah that the people that understood the concept of who their God is or was, as it were. Being born again, I say, it's not a cliche. All those those things that you are struggling with, that you are still doing, that your spirit is telling you is wrong. Everybody has one thing or the other that they struggle with. But you are not supposed to still struggle and still stay the same way. I saw my friend, Bayo Jazibi, he does a program, God of the Bad Boys. God loves you the way you are, as bad as you are. But you are not supposed to stay the way you are. You cannot twist God's hands by coming to pray and pour and expect to receive. Shall we be in sin and expect grace to abound? So the first thing that you need to do, as you are standing, you are sitting, you are... It doesn't have to be dramatic. It doesn't have to be ceremonial. Just the point that lady got to, the point that I got to, the point that many people get to, that is when grace that we are praying for will abound in your life. The word of God is yes and amen. It never fails. And in case your faith is weak right now, and you are thinking maybe they don't know what they say, there's a song in my next album, by God's grace.
Taleni no tin so pe ko le da, yo da. Taleni no tin so pa ye ohun o le dide mo. Taleni no tin so po ti tan o. Wo mi ko ri ko luwa ma dogan.
So I'm trying to tell you, in case your faith is weak right now. Sometimes my faith is weak. I remember people whose testimonies I've heard. How God brought Joseph from his father's house. How he was in the prison. How he got to Potiphar's house. How he got to see the king. How he got to interpret dreams. How he got to where he got to. And maybe I remember one sister I know that was looking for the fruit of the womb for many years, and she just got. Maybe I remember the story of a pregnant woman whose doctor had told that there was nothing in her womb. Alas, she gave birth to a boy. I remember the story of how God brought me. Oluwa tun mi de bi solo dodo. Ododo re kiye agbara yen si wa yo si mo be lai lai. Your word is yes and amen. I find it yes and amen. Your word is yes. Okay, I came about.
Otobi, Otobi, Otobi. Koseni tale fisha kawe, Otobi. Koseda tale fisha fiwe, Otobi, Olua. Olua, Otobi,
Olua,
Otobi. Oluwa Otobi o Otobi o
Otobi
Kosi o Koseni tale fisha kawe. You are incomparable. Koseda o Koseda tale fisha kawe.
Otobi Oluwa.
Gbogbo agbara to wa laye atorun. Look your own, iwo lo njo wa Oluwa.
Otobi
la gbede meji agbara na ikawo re Oluwa.
Otobi
ni le tante agbara na ikawo re Oluwa.
Otobi
la sogun awon ile agbara na ikawo re Oluwa.
Otobi
awon elomiran le so pe be ko sugbon mo gbagbo igbagbo mi amu mi larada Oluwa.
Otobi
o ti le un kori maresi maria mi adua mi Oluwa.
Otobi
latori gumere rin agbaye afefe afe irese mi awon le sodo mi.
Otobi
Oluwa Olorun awon omo ogun ru awon ise re ko sanu mi.
Otobi
ato un ti mo ri ato un ti mi ori ko sise po fun dada mi Oluwa. Ko si o ko se ni tale fi sakawe o. Ko si o
ko se ka tale fi sakawe o. Ko si o Oluwa.
You know what, I believe our prayers have been answered, and I'm excited in expectation. My spirit is saying words to me that my mind cannot put into words. And my spirit lives for joy. Because I know that God has given unto me as I have acted according to his specific pattern for my own destiny. So I am encouraging you, those things that you know this father that you are asking blessings from don't like, don't do it again now. Why is it so difficult? You know what I understand by Ogun? Strongholds that people before were not able to conquer. And those things manifest in your character. Eni bini lajo. Won ibini ni so ewure. Ka lo jo won so agutan. So if you know that you are praying for some things that you need them to be changed, but you are still behaving like those people behaved or are behaving, so where will you get the answer from? Do you understand what I'm saying? Decide. Become born again. Stop this and that. It is not because of God. It is because of you. I want to leave some things and stop doing that because I want to create space for God's blessing in my life. Because I want to enjoy more. So I'm always asking the Holy Spirit, what should I not do again? Okay, this one, I should stop it. Okay, now, I will stop it. You should be able to control your desires. Great people are able to control what they will want and what they will not want. What they will allow and what they will not allow. Believe me, trust in the Lord believe me, he has sent me to you now, that all those things you have asked for, his light is shining already, and a path is being made clear. Your crooked path is being made straight. Just walk in it by faith. And remember that it is your responsibility to create throne for God, for Christ in your life. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth are Lord, angels bow before him. Sometimes it seems there is no help in sight. Sometimes people that should help you are not helping you. But there are still millions of people that God, whose heart God can touch to help you. I am experiencing that. God is faithful.
If it's of you want, go to hero pain. You feel me silent. Eshe Olua, Eshe Baba.